Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Perhaps it comes as no surprise that the U.S. Postal Service is losing a lot of money. On Friday, the USPS announced that it lost $1.3 billion in the second quarter of the year, more than double its losses compared to this time last year. The Postal Service is also facing criticism from President Trump, who wants to see the agency charge Amazon more to deliver that company's packages. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is called Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So why is the Postal Service losing so much money?
Can we just start with one clarification? A lot of people think that this is a government enterprise. Yes, it's a government agency, but it does operate as an independent business without direct taxpayer support. And yes, it has lost over $65 billion over the last 11 fiscal years, mostly because of the decline in traditional mail. That's one cause. Revenue from first-class mail and junk mail fell by 1.4% from a year ago. I looked this up. First-class mail volume has plummeted by nearly half since its peak back in the year 2000. Also, there's an increase in operating expenses, so that means retiree health benefits or increased labor costs. So put it all together, it's another loss. It's been a pretty bad 11 years.
At the same time, you look at how much people are ordering online these days, and you know, the USPS has a pretty significant package delivery business. Sales grew by more than $400 million last quarter, and President Trump has looked at what's going on and said, why isn't the Postal Service charging Amazon more to deliver Amazon packages?
First of all, neither Amazon nor the Post Office have disclosed the actual details of their agreement. But the Post Service says it has been mutually beneficial. It says that actually the law requires that any negotiated contracts with these big shippers that at least cover costs. And maybe the president is right. Maybe they could be making more. But regulators have previously studied this contract. They approved it. The former Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe told analysts that the contract with Amazon had been profitable for the Postal Service, at least while he was there.
And how much of the Postal Service's business depends on Amazon?
It's a pretty big number. It looks like something like 40% of Amazon's orders are delivered by the agency. So that's a pretty massive amount. That said, I'm trying to think in my head, because I'm sure that everyone's thinking what the president's thinking. Just raise the price for Amazon. But Amazon brings something to this table here, because part of the reason why this deal works well for both of them is that Amazon makes sure that goods are packaged in the right size boxes and parcels are outfitted with the right barcodes. In other words, they do almost that prep work for the Postal Service. It makes the Postal Service's job easier. It certainly cuts down on some logistical and processing costs. So it may be that the next time around it would be a better deal. But right now, it does sort of seem like this is probably a decent deal for both. And I would almost suspect that Amazon may have the upper hand in the next contract negotiation.
And the Postmaster General and CEO Megan Brennan says Congress has to act now to deal with this problem. Of course, one of the things that Congress has not wanted to do is to shorten the amount of time, amount of days a week that the Postal Service delivers mail. They don't want to close the little tiny post offices in tiny towns around the country. So we will see what happens with Congress and whether they are really willing to act to help the Postal Service. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always.
Great to be with you.